Hello guys, and welcome back to Bizarre Podcast, and thanks for joining me again. On today's episode, I'm going to be posting two separate episodes that I released last year for Christmas. One of the episodes, I covered the origin of the Krampus, and on the other episode, I covered the origin of Santa Claus. And I thought it would just be nice if I just took them two episodes and clumped them together into one episode for you to listen to this year, if you haven't listened to it already. So if you haven't heard these two Christmas episodes that I released last year, I hope you enjoy them now. So without further ado, here's our first Christmas episode from last year. And just a word of warning, these episodes are not really meant for children's ears. Thank you. When you think of Christmas, you think of joy and laughter, the season of goodwill, giving and receiving, love and warmth, and of course the man himself, Santa Claus, who also is the personification of all the above. But there is also another character, who is said to share the Christmas holiday with Santa Claus, a character who is only interested in punishment and terror, rather than happiness and joy. And he goes by the name of Krampus. The Krampus has had many different image variations over the years, but the following seems to be the most common physical characteristics of the Christmas demon. Krampus is described as a very large half-goat, half-demon humanoid figure. He is covered from top to bottom in fur, which is usually described as being either black or brown. He is said to walk on one cloven hoof on one leg and a bear's claw on the other. On his head, two very large curling horns point up to the winter sky. His face is a horrendous misshapen horror to see, with eyes that bulge from their sockets, and sharp fangs, and a long pointed tongue that hangs from his grotesque mouth. He carries with him long heavy chains, which are said to represent the binding of the devil by the Christian church. These chains are used to thrash about, to scare, and to intimidate, and restrain his prey. Hanging from the chains, he carries many small bells that terrify any of his victims as they hear their distinct chime as he approaches. He also carries bundles of birch branches, which he likes to strike naughty children with. And on his back, he keeps either a basket or a sack. But unlike Santa, there are no toys inside. Instead, he uses it to carry children away to be drowned, eaten, or taken to hell. The Krampus origin story goes back all the way before Christianity. His story starts in Germany, centuries ago, long before he was associated with Christmas. In Germanic paganism, he was named Krampen, which translates into claw. Tradition and folklore tells us that he is the son of the Norse goddess Hel, who is described as a horrible hag who is half alive and half dead. Eventually, the Krampus made his way into Christmas tradition, and tales of him travelling alongside St. Nick as he gave out gifts on the 5th of December, the night before the Feast of St. Nicholas, emerged. St. Nicholas would give gifts for all the good children as they sleep, and Krampus would follow, seeking out the naughty children and stuffing them into his basket to take them away, never to be seen again. Or if they were lucky, they would merely get whipped raw with his bundles of birch wood. The Krampus tradition has had a bumpy road over the centuries, especially after being banished by the Catholic Church. But recently, the legend of Krampus has started to become more popular each year. People seem to love the lore of the Christmas demon, which brings a darkness down on the warm, happy tradition we have all come to cherish. There are also many festivals held all over the world that are becoming very popular. Locals dress up as a demonic creature and prowl the streets, frightening young children and intimidating adults in the name of fun, and the demonic cosplayer is rewarded with a shot of schnapps. The Krampus has already found his way into pop culture, and there has also been a few movies made, and now and again he turns up on the occasional Christmas card. but this is one dark Christmas folklore tale I will not be introducing into my home this Christmas. So remember, try and be good this Christmas, and maybe you will be spurred a visit from the Krampus. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that he shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and the twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Now I'm sure I didn't do that poem any justice, but I'm sure you recognise the very famous words from the very famous poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, what is more commonly known as Was the Night Before Christmas, which was written by Clement Clerk Moore in 1823. It was from this poem we were given the beloved conception of Santa Claus that we all now know and love. The poem also gave us Santa's flying companions, which have pulled his sleigh ever since. Right, let's see if I can remember all of the 8 reindeer. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. And if you thought I forgot all about poor old Rudolph, he came much later when a department store created him in 1939 to sell books. This is a version of Santa Claus that we have all come to know and love. The jolly fat man dressed in red who goes around the world in one night delivering presents to every boy and girl. But did you know Santa's origin goes back way before this poem was ever written? Hundreds of years before, in fact. And it's not quite as festive as you might think. The first accounts of Santa Claus date back to 280 AD in Patara near Myra in modern-day Turkey, where a monk named St. Nicholas became admired for his great kindness. It is noted in history that St. Nicholas was born into a wealthy family. When his parents died, he inherited all the fortune. But St. Nicholas chose to give all his fortune away and decided to live a life travelling around the countryside, helping the poor, the sick, and the needy. Many stories were written about the kindness of St. Nicholas, but here are a few of the best known. The story goes that St. Nicholas saved 3 sisters from being placed into prostitution by their father, who was finding it hard to put food on the table, and for some reason thought this was the best way to raise money. St. Nicholas decided to help by visiting the home of the father and the 3 daughters, late at night, and throwing bags of gold coin through the window, and saving the family from such desperate acts. Another version of this story explains the tradition of hanging stockings from the fireplace for Santa to fill with gifts. In this version, St. Nicholas throws a bag of gold coins down the chimney, and it accidentally lands in a drying stocking which is hung above the fire, thus creating the tradition that we all know and love today. Although St. Nicholas did wish for his great acts of kindness to remain secret, news soon did spread of St. Nicholas's kindness every time someone received a secret gift. Another story tells of some sailors who were caught out at sea in a dreadful storm on the coast of Turkey. The sailors prayed for St. Nicholas's help, and all of a sudden, there he stood on the deck of the boat. He then turned to the raging waves of the ocean and ordered them to calm, allowing the sailors to sail safely to shore. Another tale tells of 3 travelling students who stopped off at an inn on the way to Athens. Unfortunately, the innkeeper murdered them all and placed their dismembered corpses into pickling barrels. Sometime later, St. Nicholas was also travelling past the inn and decided to make a stop. That night, as St. Nicholas slept, he had a dream of the crime that had been committed by the innkeeper. The next day, when St. Nicholas awoke, he prayed to God to restore life to the 3 dead boys, and the miracle he prayed for was granted, and the three dead boys returned to life. An alternative version of this tale tells of three younger children who were murdered, instead of the three students. This time, murdered by a butcher, rather than an innkeeper. And as before, life is once again restored to the three children. And from then on, St. Nicholas becomes known as the patron and protector of children. And then throughout St. Nicholas's life, all the tales are told of him saving people from famine, being wrongly accused, and much, much more. Sadly, on the 6th of December 343 AD, St. Nicholas passed away in prison, after the Roman Emperor Diocletian persecuted him for his Christian faith, and Nicholas was buried in the church at Myra, where he had served as bishop. But even after his death, his reputation lived on, and many more stories of his good deeds appeared. St. Nicholas's Day has been celebrated for hundreds of years, and over time he has slowly become the fat jolly man in red we all know and love today, who somehow delivers gifts to every child in the world in one night. And St. Nicholas is not the only name he now goes by. Here are just a few. Papa Noel, Kris Kringle, Pelsenickel, Santa Claus, and as we like to call him here in the UK, Father Christmas. And before we go, I'd like to leave you with the poem that we started with, that was written by Clement Clark Moore in 1823. It was a night before Christmas, this time done professionally. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All the best. I'll see you next time.
Read for LibriVox.org by Alan Davis Drake. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew at a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetops the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."